Jesus is in this room.
Yes.
Here right now, making this place I stand. Holy ground.
Hallelujah. He's here. He is here. He is here. The Lord told me. The Word says this, but the Lord's told me by the Spirit said to tell you, He is here. Don't be waiting for Him. Don't wait for Him. Don't look for Him. He is here. He's right here. He's in the room. He's not here holding still. He's not here empty-handed. He's moving in this room right now. People, if you'll understand, He is here. He came to help you. He came to bring you what you need. Some of you need healing in your body. Just because as you worship Him, as you acknowledge His presence, you are here to heal me. You are here to heal me. You are here to heal me. Listen to me. Healing's flowing. Some of you, you've got habits. Some of you, you got habits. The Lord said to tell you, you got habits that you've been trying to break. He is here to break the chains. He's here to break the chains. Sing that again, that part again.
Jesus is in.
Yes, He is. He's here to break the chains.
Here right now.
Come on.
Here
right now. Focus in on Him.
Making this place I stand. Holy ground. Holy ground.
Oh, yeah. Right now.
Jesus is in this room.
Yes, you are.
Here right now. Making this place I stand. Holy ground.
Thank you, Lord. You are here. You are here in this place. You are here in this place to meet every need. If you've been confused, depressed, oppressed, you've been wondering what in the world is going on, I want you to know Jesus is here to break the chains. He's here to break the chains. All right, we'll do it that way. This is hallelujah. If you're confused, if you've been confused about things, some things about where God wants you to be, you're confused about things that are going on in your life, you need to come right down here. We're going to pray for you tonight. If you've been oppressed, if you've been depressed by things that are happening, listen to me. You come right down here right now and just line up. Just leave that right there. Line up on either side. Just line up right there. Hallelujah. Just come. The anointing is here. Sing. Just go ahead and sing while they're lining up.
Jesus is in.
Oh, yes, He's here.
This room. Here right now. Making this place.
God does not want you to be confused. Or oppressed. You've been harassed but tormented by the enemy. I want you to come.
Here right now, making this place I stand. Holy ground. Jesus is in this room.
Talking to you, you come down now. Anointing. The Bible says the anointing destroys the yoke.
You are. be forever the King enthroned in glory and splendor. Holy, holy Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. People are still coming.
Jesus is in this room. Here right now.
He's here.
Here right
He's in this place.
Making
He's
this
in this place.
Place.
He's here right now.
I stand. Holy ground, Jesus is in this room, here right now, making this place I stand, holy ground,
let me just talk to you just for a moment, those of you that are up here tonight. The Spirit of God will minister to you in just a few minutes. But it's not a one-time thing. What you experience tonight will be the Spirit of God. You're tapping into the fact that the Spirit of God is here and He is moving and He is active and He is ministering. He is doing something right now. But there is never a moment that He's not doing that. The difference between now and most of the time is the fact that we are not conscious of Him. We're not yielding to Him. We're not believing that He's right here. He's right here. Right where you are. He's right there. He came because you needed something and because you came believing. Those of you that are in the line, how many of you'd say, I came believing? I came believing. I came believing. See, the Spirit of God always looks for a believing heart. If you're waiting for Him to do something somewhere down the road, that's not the kind of believing that He's going to be responding to. He responds to those who believe He can do something right now. Right now. Everybody say right now. Right now. Say this. He's here. Lift your hands and say He's here. Those of you in the audience, just help along. He's here. Say this with me. He's here to set me free. He's here to help me. He's here to change me. When I leave here, I'll be different. Because the Spirit of God moved in my life. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want you to just stay in an attitude of worship. Don't be praying in tongues. Don't be making a confession. Just if you need to do anything, just focus in on the Lord. Close your eyes and worship the Lord. Because listen to me, you did already what you could do. Let the Spirit of God do what He can do. Amen. The anointing's here. Say it again, He's here. Say it again. He's here. He is here. He is here, isn't He? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to start right there. And so we're going to go this way first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is here. He's here. Break free in Jesus' name. Free in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Free in Jesus' name. Free in Jesus' name. Free. Free.
Right now.
Free.
Free.
Right now. Free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And it says that in verse 2 it says that the earth was without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. And it says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. In other words, Here's the first time that you hear the Spirit of God mentioned in the Bible, and you see Him, it describes Him doing something. He is active. He is active. Did you know He hasn't stopped moving since then? He is still moving. He's still hovering over all of us. If He hovered over creation, listen to me, if He hovered over creation and caused the chaos to be turned into order, and He caused the things that we see to come out of nothing, and He caused things to be formed and worked together out of formlessness. Listen to me. How much more can He recreate your life and cause you to be free from the mess that you've been in, and the chaos that you've been in, and the sickness you've been in, and the poverty you've been in, and the bondage you've been in? Listen to me. The Spirit of God is in this place. Listen to me. He who created the world has recreated us, and He's now working in us, and He's doing mighty things. If you'll yield to Him, if you'll let Him, He'll make you into somebody that you hadn't been before. Now, I know that when you're born again, you become recreated in the inside. But listen to me. God does not want you to just be recreated on the inside. He wants what you have on the inside to be showing up on the outside. He wants it to show up in your hand. He wants it to show up on your countenance. He wants it to show up in your feet. He wants to show it up in your walk. He wants it to be in your daily life. He wants you to be a different person than you were before you got saved. He wants you to act like Him. But He didn't ask you to do it by yourself. He didn't get a big stick and say, you make sure that you do what I say. No, He sent the Spirit of God. He said, help that person. Help that person. Do what he can't do. Do what she can't do. We've been sitting around waiting. There is a place for waiting. The Bible says, wait upon the Lord and be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That means this, then there is a reason for waiting. The reason you would wait is for the Lord to bring to strengthen your heart and to fill you with courage. But listen to me, it is not time to be waiting for God to bring healing to you, because He's already provided it. He's already provided it. He's already provided deliverance. Listen to me. Sometimes you got to wait on the Lord because you need to hear the voice of the Lord for direction and something like that. And you may be getting ready for a season to come, like Pastor talked about this morning. We're talking about that kind of thing. But listen, when it comes to the redemptive benefit that Jesus Christ purchased on Calvary's cross, those things are right now things. Those things are yours right now. They've been available since Jesus ascended into heaven and the Spirit of God came. He is busy in the earth bringing forth every benefit that Jesus bought and paid for. Listen to me. Sometimes we sit around and the issue is that we're trying to get ourselves ready instead of waiting on God. Don't get quiet on me right now. Just a good place to worship the Lord and say hallelujah. Amen. Spirit of God is here. Say it with me. He's here. He's in this place. Now listen to me. I'm going to take it a little further. This is not a magical place, although it's a wonderful place. This is not some kind of special place. You say, well, I'm going to get back down here next Sunday night. Well, I think you ought to too, because there'll be somebody good preaching. But now listen to me. What I'm saying is this. Listen to me. You don't have to wait a week for the Spirit of God to move again. You can have him moving tomorrow if you'll pay attention. Listen to me. Jesus said in John chapter 3, He said this. He said that the Spirit of God comes and goes. No man knows how or when or where. But He said that's the way it is when people get born again. The Spirit of God comes out of nowhere. Just like the wind comes blowing and something happens. And I want you to know something. Spirit of God is like the wind. He's blowing. He's moving. He's helping people. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm not telling you that you ought not have something that's your part to do, because you do have a part. You need to learn how to cooperate. You read your Bible. You pray. You walk in love. Why is that? Why do you walk in love? Not because the other person necessarily deserves it, but because you don't want to mess up the process of God moving in your life. Amen. Because walking out of love and in unforgiveness is going to mess up the process. Jesus said it himself. Amen. And so here's the thing. Listen to me. Stop. Listen to me. Here's one of the greatest secrets I found. If you'll stop putting off into the future what God said is yours right now, and start saying it's here. Instead of saying, I'm waiting on God to move, listen to me, he is moving. I said, he is moving. He is moving. And instead of waiting for God to provide, just lift your hands and say, thank God he is providing right now. He's providing right now. Abundance is coming. It's flowing in my direction in Jesus' name. Come on now. Abundance is coming. Now, that doesn't mean that it just drops out of heaven. Doesn't mean that it's just, you know, you don't have a part to play in that, because you do. In other words, there's a thing, you believe the promises and you claim the promises, then you go do what God said to do. That some of you, for the majority of us, that means we go to work. And that's how God provides a lot of it. But up on bond, but see, God never told you to be limited by your job. Listen to me, don't put your faith in your job. Listen to me. But put your faith in God. Spirit of God, I'm going to work. This is one of the channels. Isn't that right? Glory. 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 He's in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. I said he's here. He's in this place. On the day of Pentecost, the wind blew. Spirit of God moved like a wind. Spirit of God moved like a wind. Hallelujah. March is a windy month. But you know what? In March, what do we look for? The wind to blow. We know it's the time of year. But I want you to know that as long as the earth remains, there's going to be seasons. But listen to me. God is eternal. God is always ready. God is always willing. God is always in season. You're not going to catch him out of season. The issue is where we are. The issue is what we're believing. The issue is what we're getting a hold of. He's here. I said he's here. He's in this place. He's here to help the ushers. Isn't he? He's here to help the ushers, isn't he? He is, isn't he? Help this guy right here. He needs a lot of help, don't you? Oh, excuse me. He's big, isn't he? He's here to help you. He's here to help the old ones. He's here to help the mature ones, or however you want to call it. You know, he's here to help the young ones. Doesn't matter. He's here to help the rich. He's here to help the poor. He's here to help the strong. He's here to help the weak. He's here to help those who are in need. He's right here. Listen to me, my friend. The best I can tell you tonight is he's got what you need. And he brought it with him right here. It's right here. Right here. Thank you, Jesus. Just take hold of it right now. Listen to me. If you just take hold of it right now. I can't preach it any better than this. Just take it. Believe it. Take hold of it. The promise of God is yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Jesus hung on a cross and pre-qualified every one of us. All you have to do is believe it and take hold of it. It's yours. Now you got to learn. You say, is it that easy? Yes, it's that easy if you keep doing it and you keep the switch of faith turned on and keep believing he's right here day after day after day. I can't be with you everywhere you go. I can't help what you do on Monday morning. But listen to me, the Spirit of God is going to be wherever you are. And it all depends, what He does, it all depends on what you do. Now, if you're going to worship Him like we did tonight, if you're going to tap into Him and just become sensitive to Him and just become conscious of Him more than you are your surrounding, listen to me, you're going to have some new heaven fall in the morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I guess the prayer team can come. Amen. If you need prayer for anything else, how many of you got something tonight? Doesn't take heaven long to do something if you flow with Him. Amen. Let's sing something one more time as the prayer team comes. Come on, just worship Him one more time. Would you do that with me?
If all of the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders.